Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. And now your host, Terry Wardle.
So the other day I announced something to my wife, and to be honest, I thought she was going to fall over and faint. I guess the preview is to tell you that I do very little cooking. I mean, hot dogs, hamburgers, things like that, a little bit of grilling. I do zero baking. I've not done that through my entire life. And yet the other day, I went to my wife and said, I would like to learn how to bake certain breads. I said, I like nut bread and cranberry bread and banana nut bread and pumpkin bread. So I think I want to learn to bake. She couldn't believe it. She almost flushed white. And part of my argument is that I have some friends and a member of my staff, guys, that all do bake. As a matter of fact, the director of the Healing Care Center brought these amazing cookies one day to a meeting, and then the next day he brings apple dumplings that he made. And I'm impressed, but I was never motivated at all to say that's something I want to do. And yet, I don't know, Christmas season, old age, maybe you could write and tell me what it is. But I decided I wanted to give it a try. I wanted to do that. So I said to Sherry, let's do it. And her comment was, well, I want to do it with you, but we're not ready. And I couldn't understand. I said, what do you mean we're not ready? She said, well, you have to gather and have a lot of things to pull this together. And all of a sudden, she started listing things. We needed baking pans, which we did not have for small loaves of bread. Then you need the walnuts, and you need the cranberries, and you need, obviously, flour and sugar and honey and all kinds of other things, baking soda. And she said, we have to make sure we're ready to do this, and we have to gather all those things. And I was a little discouraged. I was like, hey, I'm in the mood now. Let's do this. I think it's something I'd like to give a try. But you just don't give things like that a try, I guess. You have to make sure you have all the things necessary. I didn't even mention mixing bowls and electric mixers and all those other kinds of things. And most certainly in my case, a recipe and a step-by-step guide. I thought she would just pull out a bunch of things and I would take over the center counter and mix it all together and throw it in the oven and then enjoy it and be able to say I baked Christmas breads. Well, it doesn't happen that way. Some of the best things in life absolutely demand a season of preparation. Now, we're gathering, and I'll let you know at a later date how it all turned out, because I'm going to do this. But the whole idea of preparation comes back around to the theme of Christmas itself. So over this Advent season, I want to highlight some themes that are consistent with the idea of the breaking in of Christ, the advent of God's new day, which is really what Christmas is all about. The Advent season is a time when we anticipate the coming of Christ and we align our lives appropriately. And part of that is taking seriously the notion of preparation, preparing for His coming. We don't just, you know, do all kinds of other things and then come to that moment of Christ breaking in and be prepared. No, you've got to spend the time preparing long before that and getting ready. And so that's part of the theme of Advent. Now, you guys, I know you know the story of John the Baptist. And in the story of John the Baptist, we read, it's in the Gospel of John, it's also in Mark, it says that these leaders came to John and asked him, who are you? Are you Elijah? And he said, no, I'm not. Are you a prophet? John says, no. So they're pushing him on who you are. And he says, give us an answer so that we can take it back to the leaders that sent us. What do you say about yourself? And John replied, I am the voice of one calling in the wilderness. Make straight the way for the Lord. Make straight the way for the Lord. What he's saying is, make sure you prepare for the coming of the Lord. For this Advent season is about the coming of the Lord into our world, and are we prepared? Are we ready for it? John's words actually come out of Isaiah chapter 40. And in that passage of Scripture, it reads, I'm getting there, it reads this, "Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins." And then it says this, "A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken." That one phrase is so exciting. The glory of the Lord will be revealed. Don't we all want that? Aren't we waiting for that? Aren't we hoping for that? Isn't that the essence of the whole Christmas message that causes angels to sing and shepherds to bow and wise men to give gifts? That the glory of the Lord would be revealed. But then capture what it's saying here. Make straight for that day. Make the road straight. Make the path straight. And this actually had an image. It's an image that goes out of this time, that there would be times when a king, a member of royalty, would want to go to a particular village or a particular city, and he would let the people know long before his coming, and the king's servants would come and say, get ready for his coming. Make sure the road is smooth. If there's bumps in the road and rough spots in the road, if there's divots and potholes, if big mountains have formed over the road, go straighten that out so that he'll be able to come straight to us. There'll be no barrier in the way. And what John the Baptist did is he picked up that theme as an identification of who he was. He knew he was coming to point the way to Jesus, the Word of God, the Savior, the one who comes to make us whole. And what he said is, you've got to prepare for that. And that's why I'm sharing this word for you today, because it so fits around the Christmas season. This new advent of God, the Lord breaking into our world, our hope that he comes with glory and that we see that glory, demands that we prepare. Prepare for his coming. A part of this means that we're willing to align our lives according to the virtues and values of the kingdom. Now, we've talked about the virtues and values of the kingdom so many times. It's such an important theme. If you're going to walk the way of Jesus, you have to walk the way of Jesus the way Jesus walked the way. In Jim Wallace's book that he wrote, I think 3 years ago now, Christ in Crisis, he talks about the fact that it seems that many Christians have gotten disconnected from Christ himself, because they've embraced virtues and values that are of the world, and they're not the virtues and values of the kingdom of God. And so this is a time for us to ask the Lord to look deep inside, to remember Psalm 139, "Oh, search me, O God. See if there's any offensive way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting." This is practical. It really is. It's rooted in the whole idea that if we're followers of Christ, we are to live out of who we are in Christ. And sin is the failure to live out of who we are in Christ. If so, if we're holding bitterness or a grudge, or we've embraced some painkiller or addiction, if we're engaged in some activity that is contrary to the way of Jesus, now is the time for us to say to the Holy Spirit, "Turn your searchlight on us. Show us where this is true, because we want the glory of the of the Lord to come straight in on us. We want the path to be smooth. And that's the role of John the Baptist, crying out to us in preparation for the coming and full revelation of Jesus, is make straight the way. You know, Christmas can be such an amazing time of spiritual light, of spiritual consolation. And yet it is so, so easy to get caught up in the mayhem that we actually miss the Master. The other night, Sherry and I were watching one of the Hallmark Christmas movies, which she really likes to do, and I really like to sit there with her as she likes to do it. And one of the characters made the comment that they've lost the joy of Christmas. The joy of Christmas is anticipating the presence of Christ breaking into our lives, reminding us of who we are in Him, enlightening our hearts to the full gift that is ours in Christ as the cherished gifts and children of God. And so this becomes a time where we're saying, Lord, I don't want to get caught up in the mayhem. Advent should be the time when I am most aligned spiritually with who You are, with what You're about, O Lord. And so I wonder if you'd join me in this. Lord, we want to be prepared. We want to be living by the virtues and values of Your kingdom. We want to treat people the way You treat people. We want our lives to be wonderfully aligned with all that You are and all that You are about. I was reading in Ezekiel again. That's where my reading for Scripture is right now. And I come to a passage I've talked about before that comes in Ezekiel 14. And God was upset with the children of Israel because they were still claiming Him as their God, and yet they were living completely contrary to anything that God would ever allow. And He said that they had put idols in their heart and wicked stumbling blocks in front of them. And He said, I want to recapture your heart. God wants our whole heart. And there's a word here. It says to them, turn from your idols. Renounce what you're doing that's not of Me. I think that's part of what God is asking of us in this Advent season, this season of His great gift being given to us. Prepare. Look for the potholes in our lives. Look for what we're embracing to kill pain. Look at ways in which we're not living out of the virtues and values of the kingdom, and cry out to the Holy Spirit, help us, because we want the glory of the Lord to be revealed, and we want Him to make straight way into our lives, into our hearts, in order that we can truly experience the wonder of this Advent, of this great breaking in. Will you join me in saying, oh God, search us, show us. Even if we'd allow Him to put His finger on one issue, one aspect, one place where we're not in line with Him, it can make a huge difference in preparing for the wonder of the breaking in of Jesus Christ.